Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 177 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap this week's nerd news. We're going to begin in entertainment with a quick spoiler-free discussion on the Bond movie. We've got some Marvel updates with a spinoff from WandaVision and a physical altercation with a Guardian of the Galaxy. Then we've got some video game news with a big leak from Twitch. And we'll move over into some tech where we've got the Department of Justice creating some cryptocurrency enforcement, Edward Snowden calling out some of the future direction that cryptocurrency is going, some Facebook news, and a little bit of drones falling from the sky. There's a lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds. Nerds!
All right, and welcome back to episode 177. And I survived a tornado warning here. We had to delay the show a little bit as the storm was a little dicey here in my backyard. By my backyard, I mean outside of my RV.
Yeah, like, what do you do in an RV when a like you know they tell you to go in a door jam or in a basement or in your storm cellar? Like where do you go?
Me personally, what I'm going to do is go find the closest well-grounded water pipe, and I'm going to take my belt, tie it around me like the movie Twister, and I'm just going to let it ride.
Just hope for the best.
Just hope for the best. But, you know, even it's funny, it started getting quick storm rolled through, started getting tornado warnings, one touchdown like 7 miles from here, and then in the like in my Weather Channel app or whatever else, it just said, like, seek shelter, go to your basement. Or if you're in a mobile home or in a vehicle, said go find yourself a substantial building somewhere. Like that's what the Weather Channel's advice was to me. So I like it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, personally, dummy living in a tent on wheels. You better go find some bricks.
So. That's where my evening's been. But you know, let's get to some news here. First off, you know, let's hear your spoiler free thoughts on the Bond movie.
I don't know if it's going to be a popular opinion, but I wasn't impressed. I mean, it was an all right movie. It was told well. I found the villain to be very anticlimactic. They turned this latest Bond franchise with Daniel Craig more into a saga rather than this on, you know, 3-4 decade ongoing franchise that they've had. Craig's like stint as Bond feels more like its own kind of like standalone saga now, which I'm indifferent towards. I've never really been a huge Bond fan, but I could see how some would like it or some would be disappointed, you know, because for so long they were just like one-offs, you know what I mean? Just one-off after one-off. And to now have like a backstory and try to get you, they're trying to get you hooked on you know, emotions in a Bond movie. And quite frankly, I don't know. Bond needs to step his game up now that John Wick exists. like you know, they missed out, I think, on a lot of what like the Bond franchise was, you know, cool gadgets and, you know, like all the spy wear, and they turned it into this like drama, like this spy drama that, you know, it felt like Dan Brown wrote this Bond movie or something.
Oh yeah. I mean, honestly, I've enjoyed the other Bond movies leading up to this one. Haven't seen this one yet, but I enjoyed the other Bond movies because they weren't Bond movies. Like they were just good spy thriller movies, and I hate the gadgets. I hate all the nonsense, which is funny because, you know, we get all the crazy gadgets and stuff in like the 70s, 80s, and 90s when the gadgets just seemed fantastical and ridiculous. And then now we're in like 2021 and James Bond could have all kinds of drones and all kinds of like actual
man
realistic gadgets to today and to just run around kicking and punching people.
Well, and it's like in 2021 you can really be like an anonymous spy nowadays with facial recognition everywhere and fucking digital tracking, and you know, like it just seems not plausible for a James Bond even to kind of like exist nowadays. And you could tell they were really walking the fine line with the like misogyny and all that. Like they're really trying to bring dude down to like a man with family and you know, like they're really just...
He's done hitting on and sleeping with everybody.
He's not slapping asses by the pool in this one.
Oh, not my Bond. That's true. The old Bonds don't age well.
No, no, they don't. Money, partner. they named a movie fucking Octopussy.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, in the end, I've enjoyed the Bond movies up to this point. Is this a Bond movie? Like, it continues the saga, like you said. So, do you need to see the other Bond movies really to appreciate this one, or could you go see it as a one-off?
I mean, I saw the other Bond movies. I didn't remember a single goddamn thing from those other Bond movies before I went into this one. And it was right, but you could tell like they're tying in things from other movies. They were bringing in. They were wrapping up something pre-established.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we don't need to belabor that any longer. Let's move on to some actual just news, and we'll talk a couple things in the Marvel world. We'll see which ones of these we talk about. But let's first we've got a spinoff with WandaVision. Apparently, Catherine Hahn and Agatha Harkness is going to get a spinoff show.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Whatever. Like, be lighthearted. Let her be a bit wild and be Catherine Hahn, which she is. She is a gem.
I cherish her like as like the female Will Ferrell. Like anything she does, I will watch. It is hilarious. Like and with her career, she deserves this. The character was great. Everybody loved it. And it's like, why not double down on it? What could go wrong?
Yeah, just let her get some crazy, you know, theme music. I'm sure they're gonna somehow throw in Agatha all along.
It won an Emmy
in this, like, one. Yeah.
It brought home the gold. You gotta use it.
Yeah, so hopefully the show's good. Who knows when it's gonna come out? I imagine not until sometime in 2022.
Oh, yeah, long time. Earliest, 2023. You know,
late
2023. They got movies to release this next year.
But yeah, it's I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Like, you know, there's definitely some characters that I could get a backstory on. Like, I could get a deeper backstory of Catherine Hahn. Like, what was she doing since the witch trials that she survived and everything else? What was going on there? So, you know, that's a good story that Marvel's pivoting. You know, they're never going to leave money on the table. Obviously, they saw money out there to be grabbed, but that's fine. I like this one.
Yeah, I'll take it. Give it to me.
All right, and then we'll go with the next story.
Yeah, lots of things happening over at Marvel on these. Lots of things.
Next story. Let's go with Dave Bautista here, and his apparent physical altercation over at a Guardians rap party. And this just came out. You know, James Gunn is pretty, I don't know, loose in the way he kind of describes and talks about things. He's probably not supposed to talk about really what goes on in the background, but James Gunn is not supposed to tweet about a lot of things that he's tweeted about in the past. it's kind of been a theme for James Gunn.
Learned his lessons on this one yet.
So in this one, we get a story of Dave Bautista kind of stepping up to help a fellow team member. I don't know what they're really called out on the sets, but stepping up to get into physical altercation in defense of somebody else.
Yeah, so to give some context, from what I gathered from the short tweets, some crew member was messing with another female crew member, and I guess like they said essentially picked her up by the breasts, which, ow. And when that happened, another crew member stepped in, intervened to stop it. Well, then the guy went to fight that guy. When the first dude that stepped in started to get messed with, that's when Batista was like, yeah, no, I gotta. And he, they said he he shoved dude, but he flew back like 15 feet, like Superman, just like, thoof. You know?
I mean, I could believe it. If it's not that big of a guy, Dave Bautista could throw a human being. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like, it's so weird, like, in this day and age to still think that there's just dudes out there lifting women by the breasts. Like, it's 2021. Like, you've been living under a rock, homie. Like, you're in Hollywood. Like, pretty sure a lot of the dudes you've worked with are in jail for less. But, you know, good for dude for stepping up. And then when he needed some backup, Drax had his back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you put this on the outline. You want to touch this topic here?
Well, I mean, it is quite interesting and it is quite relevant to a lot of what's going on now. So
I know
the Black Panther is having issues on set, like many of other industries currently in our society, with the vaccine mandate. Letitia Wright, who plays Shuri, who is obviously going to be very important in the next Black Panther movie, is anti-vax mandate from what I read in the article. Like, not like this vaccine's going to kill you type stuff, but like, hey, you should kind of like get my permission before you force me to take a shot, kind of anti-vaxxer.
So I will say, in fairness, she did have like some tweets that she later deleted, but you know, nothing's ever deleted. The tweet's out there. Somebody's already screenshotted it and captured it forever. You'll never get away from it. And she did have like some tweets where she shared and retweeted elements of like saying not to take the vaccine or trust in faith over the vaccine type things. So she is being kind of labeled as anti-vax, although she hasn't ever come out and specifically stated, you know, or given advice to anybody.
Yeah, this is more along the religious lines.
Right.
You know, and they're having trouble going about this with California's mandates, with the federal kind of like position on the vaccine. They're not having an easy time on set trying to film while this is all going on.
Yeah, it's definitely going to cause some continued struggles. This isn't obviously unique to Marvel. It just hit our radar that this is happening apparently all across the industry. What they're having to do in situations like this is they have to have like special zones that like in between shooting and in between you know, any type of lull on set. They have to have special zones that the individuals who are not vaccinated have to go to. That's really the only places they're allowed to be at off set. And, you know, it causes some challenges on set. So,
and you can, like we said, this is seeping into other aspects. We just had the big Southwest cancel 1,800 flights because a whole bunch of pilots called in sick because they're mandating the vaccine at Southwest. Southwest denies it and says it had to do with weather. Pilots that called in sick said otherwise.
I'm going to say that's a unconfirmed in my world as far as there's no, but I don't know if that's the entire story. What you can say is the union of the pilots said that, nope, that's absolutely not true. It was, in fact, a weather issue.
Well, we also in Chicago have a big police walkout about to be scheduled. Like, this is becoming an issue. And again, most people aren't even against the other people taking the vaccine. It's mostly just about, you know, the lack of autonomy that people feel they have, which, as an American, whether you side with it or not, I just like to see people flexing their freedom. I like the fact of, you know, it's very American to just flex that, like, I don't think the government could just tell me what the fuck to do. You know, and I, you know, it gives me faith in other aspects of our country that maybe if we all stand together, things can get accomplished.
Yeah, we'll just see what things we choose to stand together on. More than likely, it's going to be things that are completely not helpful
whatsoever.
So whatever, let's get away from this topic as fast as possible and go to a much easier one to talk about, which is which is the fact that it's been announced, confirmed that the new Superman in the next issue. So this is John Kent, Clark Kent's son. So the son of Superman is coming out in the next issue, the November 9th issue of DC Comics, as bisexual. And there's a lot of feelings about this.
Yeah, mostly by people that haven't bought a comic in probably ever.
I know. Or it's people who have, you know, maybe they watched the Snyder Cut, and that's the extent of their fandom for Superman or whatever else. And they're up in arms about this.
That's like, so personally, I don't care because this is an all new Superman, an all new character. They could take them in whatever direction they want. I understand the gripe when you take like a well-established character with history and then just kind of like want to throw one of these curveballs. It feels too much like, you know, just doing it for publicity and
yeah, you're just pandering.
You're just pandering. So it, this one doesn't really feel like that. Like it's new. They're not really forcing it. What I hate more the fact that the media has to get involved and like shove it in everybody's face so that you get every asshole that has an opinion on Superman that hasn't contributed to the comic industry in their goddamn life to tweet and, you know, just start this kind of, and I don't understand why like using this as publicity would work. 'Cause it's not, I don't think it sells more comics. Like the people that are all mad aren't going to go out and buy a comic. You may get a little bit of a spike on people thinking that maybe this issue will be worth money one day because it's the issue where Clark, you know, John Kent comes out. But I don't know. I just don't see a net positive in like making a big deal out of it. Just write it in the story. Let people, you know what I mean? Just write it in the story, yeah, and let it be organic and let people move on with their lives.
I think that that is kind of what happened. I mean, it's really what happened with the Tim Drake, Robin. Like it was like the final panel on a comic. It was just written into it. It wasn't like the cover. It's not like, you know, they've got a Pride cover. I don't think they're overdoing it. They're just changing, you know, they're just writing characters. Like, honestly, like we let off in the beginning, like if you didn't know there was a John Kent, like if you didn't know that, yeah, that's Clark Kent Superman has a son that's full grown, you know, stopping criminals named John Kent, you just don't get an opinion on this. Like you're out of it. Just let the next generation of comic readers who are reading this stuff and paying attention to it, just allow them to kind of grow with this character in the new direction. Yeah,
if I say the word Superman and your first image that comes to your mind is Christopher Reeve, sit this one out. Like just sit this one out. We got it from here. It's gonna be all right.
Well, let's move out of, you know, very sensitive topics in the comic world, and let's talk about some video games. And this is, you know, video games always kind of bridges a little bit between tech and entertainment, but we like to nest it here in entertainment. And this first one is about Twitch, who confirmed that they had a pretty serious leak. And by serious leak, I mean their entire source code. Like the every single thing that makes Twitch
pretty serious
was put online, and Twitch verified that, yep, that's it. You got everything.
Do they have to verify this stuff? Like, what? Why verify it? Why verify this stuff? Like, she's like, no, they didn't get it. They didn't get all of it. Like, we're good. And there's like, it's like, hey, did you get robbed for everything you have and look like a fool? Yep, that's me. Like, that's me. Like, verified. I don't get that. Just keep it to yourself. Don't worry about what happened over here.
Yeah, good. I think it's only a matter of time that it would eventually get confirmed anyway. The entire source code for what is Twitch is lost, which obviously causes significant security concerns and issues that Amazon, I always forget that Amazon actually owns Twitch until we're talking about Twitch, that, you know, Amazon is going to have to deal with, and Twitch is going to have to deal with as far as the effects of maybe nefarious people having access to their source code.
Well, not even that. Like the bigger thing that's coming out of this is that they leaked all of their their payouts and their affiliation payouts and stuff like that. So people are seeing like how much some of these e-girls are making, and every dude gamer is just like pounding his head against a brick wall right now.
Yeah, they definitely that's one of the more eye-opening issues, is that, you know, that there's 81 Twitch streamers that have been paid more than $1 million. So it was the 2019 list that was released. And some of these gross payouts on these Twitch streamers, yeah, you're talking well over $1 million put out. And some of them, like, you know, Critical Role being, you know, the big D&D thing, like, those nerds are winning the internet. Like, 2019 money, they are payout from Twitch alone. This isn't including Patreon, YouTube, or anything else. Twitch alone, $9.5 million.
Cha-ching to play D&D. To play
good on
D&D.
You, nerds.
Yeah.
Number one moneymaker for Twitch.
I'm all for it.
Critical Role. And then I don't know any of these other people. I've heard some of these names, I think, somewhere along the way. I couldn't tell you who any of them are, but there's a lot of them with, you know, well over $1 million.
I would like to know how many are like the female e-girls gaming from like a hot tub in a bedroom somewhere, like while they play video games. Because I have a feeling that that's going to be way disproportionate as to like the ninjas of the world, you know?
Well, I will say on their ninja was 46th, Pokimane was 39, and I know we've had
those are names we know.
We've had a story about Pokimane in the past. I know she out earned Ninja, so that's at least one we've got on there. But yeah, there's
Twitch girls just doing their part to end the gender wage gap. Doing their part, boy. E-girls and OnlyFans leveling the playing field.
Oh, we're the worst. All right. I'm talking about society as a whole. We're great. But yeah, let's you know, get back to in the end this leak, it's gonna be dealt with over time. Twitch is gonna figure it out.
Video games,
but
and
there's a fascinating list. If you want to go find it, go to our show notes over at thenerdcantina.com/show177. If you want to see the articles, which has pictures and images regarding this leaked list. But let's move on to another very interesting video game news.
This makes me laugh.
Yeah, I'll just read the headline and I'm just going to leave it at the headline. And that's that PETA wants Far Cry 6 to remove its cockfighting minigame. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's all.
No need to explain it. It's right there in the headline. They are trying to stop virtual cockfighting, because if any, you know, we know that video game cockfighting leads to actual cockfighting. That's if we know any stance on video games, it's going to be that video game violence begets real life violence, and it is extended to cockfighting.
This kind of thing backfires so hard on PETA, right? Because, all right, do I really think that necessarily, like, a video game needs to have, like, dogfighting or cockfighting or like, just unnecessary animal cruelty type events? No, they don't need to do it. But, PETA, what you just did was get us idiots talking about it. I went and watched YouTube videos to go see what it is.
People are going
to
be Twitch streaming nothing but cockfights.
Twitch stream 100%. Like, 100%. Like, and it's a really well laid out cockfight scenario. Like, it looks like Mortal Kombat. You could choose which cock you want to fight with. You could gear them up and get them ready to fight. Like, now I kind of want a cockfight. And I am abhorred by the concept of cockfighting. I think it's just stupid. But now I want to do it.
They could have not released a statement at all, and neither one of us would have known that this is even
never
in this game.
I
don't
play Far Cry.
I don't play Far Cry. Like, we could have just went our entire lives without knowing that this exists. But now
I know there is a chicken version of Mortal Kombat, and I want to see it. Son of a bitch.
A chicken version of Mortal Kombat. Oh my god. So, yeah, this is This is a great story. I saw it and I just like, it's like, like really, PETA? Like they're just reaching for the stars on this one, man. Like, and like, did they really think they were going to get like they were going to be like, hey guys, you should really do something about this cockfighting in this video game. And people are going to be like, oh yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
We're going to remove that right now.
Sorry. We really didn't think about it. Like no, fucking fighting chickens, man.
Yeah. Well, if anybody from PETA is listening, I just want to remind you that I am personally plant-based. Steve is the problem.
Yeah.
Meat is murder. Cockfighting bad. But I will play the shit out of it in a video game. Yeah. Like, this is going to happen.
The vegan is fucking sitting over here rooting for Rooster Mortal Kombat.
All right, let's start talking about some real stuff here. We've got some tech news, and some of these things might affect you listeners here. First one being that the Department of Justice has created a cryptocurrency enforcement unit. Now, on paper, let's just call it what... You know, the DOJ is, the Department of Justice is actually stating that that this is for, and it's a cryptocurrency enforcement unit really looking at criminal enterprises using cryptocurrency. So they're trying to go after crimes that are committed using virtual currency, cryptocurrency. They're trying to go after crimes committed by currency exchanges. Like, we've had several rug pulls and issues with currency exchanges disappearing, people's wallets disappearing, transfers with in these actual currency exchanges that exist, they're sometimes the problem, and they're completely unregulated. So that's maybe a good spot that they're tying in. We're looking at mixing and tumbling services, which I didn't know what that was until I read this article, which is essentially just ways that they're laundering money through cryptocurrency. And mixing and tumbling is them taking the transaction that is easily tracked through the ledger, but then kind of mixing it amongst other legal transactions and other issues in order to kind of hide what money's coming in and what money's coming out and who it's going to. So trying to hide it. So of course there's a way for criminals to do that. And apparently it's called mixing and tumbling. And that's another one of the major things that they're really looking at doing, is tracking those complex cases of mixing and tumbling and currency exchanges.
Do they call the agents at the agency the Crips?
Oh, I've just seen you sitting there on Zoom just letting me run my mouth on real hard hitting facts here, and I could see the shitty grin on your face that entire time. just waiting to derail this conversation. Worth it. Like, so good. So good.
I mean, we all know this is coming down the pipeline, man. Like, we've been talking about these stories for a long time, but like, the government just doesn't know what to do yet. So they're just like, all right, I guess we'll start with an agency. Like how about a unit? Like an enforcement unit? Like, because you can't. Everything defaults like to the FBI. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because these are international and interstate transactions, so everything kind of like defaults to the FBI. And like, it seems like the FBI has just got enough on their plate. Like, we should probably let somebody, you know, a separate division handle this crypto stuff. So, I mean, this was inevitable. Like, it really was.
Yeah, and I'm still a believer that cryptocurrency regulation, it's good for the overall health of the cryptocurrency industry. It'll allow for greater adoption. You know, you don't want it to be overregulated to the point that it loses some of the purpose, right? That decentralized nature of cryptocurrency finance. But some level of regulation protections for individuals that are skeptical to get in there because of how shady sometimes these exchanges may seem. You know, it's unknown where that money's going. Regulation to protect consumers, to look at and root out some of these crimes and actually prosecute these crimes. I'm not against it.
Yeah, I mean, especially with a lot of the stories we've ran already, excuse me, up to this date, like we need somebody that is going to only focused on crypto and the blockchain and stuff like that. You don't want some dude coming off the bench from some drug transaction that he's been chasing, or some tax evader, and being like, oh, I chase crypto now. Okay. Yeah. It's like, okay, good luck following that trail, pal. Like, have fun. Like, you know, you need people that are knowledgeable about this. So they're going to build a unit that understands blockchain technology, that understands how criminals are using this to better cipher this down. So I'm all for it. Go ahead. Yep. I mean, and especially with that many, as many shit coins as we have out there, you know, I mean, we need to protect the dude that wants to put $1,000 into some fucking shit token named after a dog's asshole. Like, we have to protect that dude.
Yeah. Well, this is, I guess, one step towards getting some enforcement. So we can talk about, you know, that's one step of government's interaction with the crypto industry. And another story we get is Edward Snowden going out on YouTube and things this last week, talking about the central bank digital currency, so CBDCs, and just talking about in general that they are the newest danger cresting the public horizon is what he described it as. It really talks about the CBDCs being just an absolute perversion of cryptocurrency on its, like, down to its core, and that it's really crypto fascist currency is what he's calling it. And very harsh words from him about CBDCs. I've had some thoughts along the way about CBDCs, and it could be good towards bringing legitimacy to cryptocurrency in the future. But I absolutely understand, you know, when you're Edward Snowden, like, of course you're against this, right? It does spit in the face of the purpose, like he called it the perversion of cryptocurrency. Of course it is, right? You're taking a finance system that's designed to be
decentralized
and you're literally, in the acronym, you're giving it central bank digital currency. Like, you are intentionally centralizing it and tethering it to the government. And what he's really sounding the alarm on, it's not the fact that, like, CBDCs would necessarily be bad for, you know, combating inflation, for other things. Like, there's actually some potential decent use cases of CBDCs as a currency backed by the government. It's just as funny money as whatever the hell Visa's doing when I swipe a card and whatever else. Like, it's all fake money anyway. This would put the government behind the ledger, and the government will absolutely know where every single dollar is always spent, that there's no middle person at that point in time, right? There is no Visa that's certifying and ensuring that transaction. And the government would need to get warrants to Visa to find out who's spending that money and where they're spending it. Like, no, your wallet is going to have a unique ID, and where you spend it and where you transfer every single cent of your money will be tracked.
Well, and we said, like, this is one of the things that we feared is China coming out with their own token and making every Chinese citizen from this point on using cryptocurrency and the Chinese blockchain.
I'm actually surprised they haven't done it and rolled it out yet.
It's in the works. It's we both know it is in the works. Let's not be dumb here. And that's what it's scary to think, because we know what China would use it for and all the horrible things about it. But you know, it's only a matter of time before other governments and more sovereign nations start pitching the same things. Well, China's doing bad things with it, but don't worry. We're going to do good things with
it. We're never going to open that ledger. We're never going to do it.
You know, it's only a matter of time for they sprinkle some sugar on that turd and try to just make you swallow that motherfucker down, boy. You know, it's coming.
And I truly believe it's coming. I truly believe that there will be a point in the next decade that we're going to be talking about a U.S. central base.
I mean, if you got direct deposit in a debit card, when was the last time you probably even held a dollar, motherfucker? What's the difference? You
know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of who is routing those transactions and verifying those transactions.
Exactly.
Is it the United States government, or is it Visa, MasterCard?
And the only thing right now that's stopping the government from knowing everything is a warrant to subpoena your account transactions.
But at least there's the warrant.
I understand.
Right?
And I am fully for that. I'm just saying, we are only one firewall away from being what we fear in China to begin with.
Wow. All right. I mean, that's It's an opposite stance from everything you've ever stood for on this show.
Well, I'm not taking a stance. I'm just pointing out facts. These are hardcore facts.
Right. Just devil's advocate. All right. Gotcha.
Like, yeah, I don't want this
I expected you to be pretty staunchly against this.
Yeah, I'm 100% against this, but I live in a world where I realize, like, we are fucking almost right there as it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
there's plenty of things that like people are like, hey, can I Venmo? I'm like, no, you don't Venmo. Go to like, I want cash money. Like, I want this digital trail. this digital trail of our transactions. So government come try to tax me on fantasy football winnings and shit. Fuck y'all. Pay capital gains on my fucking confidence pool and shit. The fuck is this?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I have mixed feelings in the sense that from a privacy standpoint, I don't want to see CBDCs rolled out and adopted. From a crypto investor standpoint, I think it would do nothing but bring legitimacy to cryptocurrency, to the industry as a whole, and when people are forced kind of to at least recognize its legitimacy, greater adoption plays out. Greater adoption equals potential lucrative gains.
Like, as you're saying that, all I just picture is some fucking Gen Z motherfucker with a no regrets style fucking tattoo with $1 million he made in Dogecoin going, am I legitimate, motherfucker? Is this gold chain legitimate enough for you, boy? Like the whole time, because it's just, man, like there's just so much money going on in the crypto world and everything right now that it's hard to just make a case that it's not legitimate. Because am I legitimately balling, bitches? Like, yeah.
Obviously, I think personally think it's legitimate, but man, so many people still don't. So, all right, let's move on from this topic here to still a little more cryptocurrency talk. This one's just kind of an update. It's actually
we can't go a week without talking about somebody hacking something.
Yeah, and this is a second hacking story, right? We already got the Twitch, and now we got a second hacking story, and this one relates to our transition out of cryptocurrency, and that's that hackers drained a bunch of cryptocurrency accounts out of Coinbase. So I don't know where that enforcement agency's at, but maybe they can get on this one.
Especially like this one kind of like scares me a little bit because Coinbase had an IPO, right? Like this is a legitimately publicly traded company that is in crypto. This is like a big, like when Coinbase went public, that was a big step for like crypto to say like, nah, look, man, like we have investors, we have shareholders, like this is going to be around for a while. And for them to get hacked and get, you know, have Coinbase users get robbed, you know, this isn't like, you know, some fucking shady ass fucking wallet, you know, from some God only knows country. This is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. And this is a combination of, so it's over 6,000 customers. They gained initial access to people's accounts through just a good old fashioned phishing campaign, right? Don't answer emails. Don't click links that you get in text message, right? Like don't do normal smart things to combat phishing. But in the end, you know, one of the better things you can do is ensure you have two-factor authentication turned on. Well, this is where Coinbase, as this publicly traded company, is really kind of responsible because these people had their two-factor authentication. You have to have two-factor authentication on Coinbase. And there was an error or a flaw in their two-factor authentication that allowed these individuals to bypass that as well and get in. So this is partly on Coinbase and their lack of effective security protocols.
Yeah, I mean, you have those things in place for it. The other option that, you know, we talk about personally is the what do they call the 12 random words,
the seed phrases.
Yeah. So that option scares the shit out of me too, though. Like, 'cause it is very hard to remember like where you store these fucking phrases at. It is the safest, but at least with like a Coinbase, it's you know, recoverable. If you lose that fucking, those 12 words on a wallet, they're just gone forever. Like it's like those stories we do where you lose the USB with the Bitcoin on it, or you can't remember the password and it's going to get deleted. Like, I don't like those kinds of like safety measures. Like, I need something a little more idiot proof.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is Coinbase in this scenario is, as a publicly traded company, they are definitely focused on doing what is right. So all of these customers, some of them have already been repaid for what they lost. They've all been promised that they will get repaid what they lost at full value. So at least Coinbase is making it right. They are continuing to look at it. And, you know, that this just continues to go with the concept of just don't click links. Don't click. You know, this phishing campaign, you know, I could see, like, there are legit people that are not dumb that I know that would have fallen for this because they received a two-factor authentication verification code, you know, where you get like a six-digit number that says, you know, here's your verification code, here's a six-digit number. And it said, hey, if you did not create this verification code, click this link to cancel this verification, which is like that's the actual text message you get when you legitimately try to activate an account.
Kind of.
Well, that was all fake.
Kind of,
right? It mirrors very closely to what it is. So
no,
then
authentication
the actual
code would actually ask you to click a link, though. Because if you didn't ask for a verification, you just don't respond to it. Like, because then the code never gets entered.
Yeah, I'm actually curious on what does come through. I think that sometimes they do, but maybe not. Like my banking recent two-factor authentication, it didn't have me have a link to click. It did have me send out a phone number to call if I had an issue. So yeah, I think the standard is to call, not to click a link. That makes sense.
I don't click shit, man.
I don't click anything.
I don't click anything. My fucking grandma could send me an email like labeled fucking family photos. I ain't clicking that shit. I ain't clicking none of it. Nope. Which is funny because I come from the days of torrenting. You know, I clicked all I clicked all kinds of shady links in my day. Like I had dirty mouse.
Yeah. So in the end, yeah. PSA: don't click anything.
Don't click shit. You
never click. All right. Let's move on. Facebook. So Facebook has banned a developer of a internet plugin or a browser plugin called Unfollow Everything. So this browser extension, it essentially like deletes the news feeds out of. So if you're addicted to Facebook or Instagram, but you don't want to delete your account, you still want to have access to get there if you need to get there or whatever else. But you want to really make it a pain in the ass and kind of clear out your news feeds and stuff to avoid the temptation. There is a plugin called Unfollow Everything. And that is fundamentally against Facebook's business model. And they ensured that he does not exist on Facebook any longer.
Shut it down, Bob. Shut it down. You know, and yeah, this is like kind of like in Dr. Oville, you know, like he talks about this kind of stuff where you can't, you know, these companies bar you from making these types of tools because it does go against their business model. So you don't really have freedom over your own account. You know, Facebook's just going to make sure, oh, you don't worry, you get a free Facebook account and you have to use it exactly the way we want you to use it. And I don't understand. Like, this dude had to have known this was coming, right? Like, you don't yeah, fuck with the Zuck and not get banned, bro.
I want that t-shirt now. I want the t-shirt that says don't TM, fuck with the Zuck. And the F of fuck is clearly the logo of Facebook.
Yeah.
Like,
someone make this shirt.
Somebody make this shirt.
Put it on our merchandise tab.
Oh, if only I had time.
I want to picture him on that fucking, that automatic surfboard with the American flag.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, this is just good timing. We talked, you know, this is a good follow-up to last week where we talked about the congressional hearings with the whistleblower, talking about how Facebook, you know, is intentionally getting people addicted, even against where they ran internal studies that said that it was unhealthy for 16-year-old girls to be on their platform, and it gave them, you know, measurable depression. And then here you've got this company with this, you know, unfollow everything tool, which was tied to, I think it was a Swiss research study on the effect of people's news feeds on happiness, and they were trying to measure happiness and the relationship. And of course, Facebook shuts it down because they can't handle. They knew the truth. They ran their own internal studies and got the truth of a very similar study. But make sure you shut it down when it's coming from an outside agency.
Like, oh, we've been known this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But all right, and then let's move from there to really last two stories. I just want to give a quick update. I'll do a space update or whatever else to last week. We're still getting. We're a couple of hours away from the scheduled launch of Captain Kirk getting himself up to space.
Space-ish. Is that the news? Is that the next ABC show? Blackish, Grownish, Space-ish. Just people floating in inner space.
Yeah, this is either way. I still, this is one of the few times that I'm really a fan of Jeff Bezos. Like, if you're going to launch somebody to space, yes, let it be Captain Kirk. Absolutely should be Captain Kirk. Get him up there into suborbital.
Like, we had a conversation about this before the show, and Ken said flat out, Elon's just going to shoot Picard next week.
Oh, how great would that be, though? That would be if Patrick Stewart is on the next
Twitter campaign.
Oh, for sure. If Patrick Stewart is on the next one, and then it makes Captain Kirk a suborbital space tourist, but it makes Picard an actual astronaut. That would be so great, and it would be so petty. It'd be the greatest Elon Musk response ever.
It would. I so want this to happen. Like, every fiber of my being right now is like rooting for that to happen. Like, I would root for bad things in my own life to happen if I could manifest that to happen at the same time.
Oh, all right. Well, let's somebody better than us. We got to get some influencer or somebody to start the Twitter campaign.
Some influencer needs to, just get, like, what are you guys doing with your with your fame?
With all this power.
Use it for the forces of good.
All right. And then, Last story from above here.
What if he went as far as, what is it, Edward James Olmos from Battlestar? Like,
oh, jeez.
What if he even bypassed Picard?
Oh, yeah, just went with a completely different genre. Not genre,
said,
but
frack both of you. Story. Frack both you.
Frack you.
Oh, I would love it. Or he sends the dude from Firefly up there. Because he deserves it. Oh, give me all the space captains. Shoot them all up in space. Yeah, shoot them on the next there. Dragon.
Everybody but Kirk. Pick the wrong team, Captain Kirk. Oh. All right, last story. Story from above here. And this is just, it's not even really a story. It was just a Twitter thread I came across, which... Apparently,
this is super petty.
Apparently, it's super petty, and it's also scary as hell. In the sense of, so you see the videos all the time of like the drone fireworks shows, right? That go up, they skyrocket, they do all kinds of formations. Super cool. Like, most of the time, I think they're fake. Like, most of the time, I look at them like that can't be real. Like, that can't be something that actually is technology today, but it is. And apparently, one drone company won the contract for whatever this event is and displaying stuff in the sky. And the other drone company, the losing drone company, decided to interfere with and jam the signals for these drones, which in effect turned them into all just lifeless drones mid-flight as they were making formations above people's heads. And there's all kinds of, like, this Twitter thread. If you just go down, there's just all kinds of people who were just taking videos of this drone thing. And then now they get videos of these random drones. All of a sudden, you just start seeing them go dark in the sky. And then 15 seconds later, you can just hear people running as these drones are just raining down on their heads.
Like, dude was so salty. Like, it's just like, and what, does it say, the article say where this was? Because this sounds Russian. This sounds very Russian.
I mean,
I can't remember in the article.
It sounds Russian in its level of petty. I don't remember either. I was thinking it was more of like a, I got to Google the place that they fell down. I'm not even going to try to say it. Zhengzhou. So
Korea. I'm going to go with Korea. Korea makes sense.
It is China.
It is China.
Oh, wow. China is ruthless over there.
It's cold hearted.
That doesn't sound like communism at all. that's capitalistic behavior if I've ever heard it.
If I've ever heard it.
Sabotaging another company that outbid you on a contract.
At least we can outsource capitalistic greed. Yeah, this is just, it's fucked up, man. Like, because you can just, like, picture the whole scenario in your head. You know, the dude with the maniacal smile on his face with a laptop and this is great. You know, and just the screams of, like, people scattering from buzzes, like, falling to the fucking ground.
Yeah, so go check it out. Again, another plug for, hit the show notes, nerdcantina.com/show177. You'll find the Twitter thread over there. Maybe we'll put it up over in the group as well, ever at thenerdcantina.com/community. And I guess now that we're done plugging our stuff here, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Time to roll out.
That's time to out. Thanks for listening. And go check out one of those plugs we just gave you.
Yeah, we'll be back next week if Ken doesn't land in Oz before that.
I think I'll survive this week. So until next time, nerds. Talk to you later.
See ya.